You know, every effort has been made to get votes on these measures, to bring the bills to the floor and have a vote, all while, you know, carnage in the streets, in our neighborhoods, at social events, is taking away the lives, suffocating the lives of our loved ones. And, you know, there's an effort here through peaceful, nonviolent demonstration to draw public sentiment, which I believe is there in high percentages across this country, and to alert people that the dysfunction is through the leadership that will not allow the votes to come to the floor, and that a great number of individuals, in I believe a bipartisan way, want stuff done. And so the Democrats in the House have done this sit-in today, and it's drawing a lot of attention to the issue. And, you know, there's some common sense legislation that we're advancing that I think speaks to, you know, an improvement of the situation that we see out there.
We're speaking just before 4 o'clock. How long are people willing to stay?
You know, the chant today has been no bill, no break. So the break is scheduled for Friday through the 4th of July holiday. And we're saying the business needs to be done. There's just too much carnage in, across this country. You know, what is going to rock this system to understand that we need to strike with progress? Obviously, elementary-age children shut down didn't bring us to our senses. You know, neighborhood crimes haven't brought us to our senses. This latest situation in Florida didn't bring us to our senses. What is it going to take, and why all these lost loved ones before we move?
Do you think there's any chance of your moving the Republicans in the House who are in control of the chamber on this issue today or before Friday?
Well, you know, the Republicans in the House are the majority. They control which bills come to the floor. And we're hoping that because we believe that individuals of all political background and those who are not affiliated are strongly in support of common sense legislation. And we think that this demonstration, this drive to bring them to the floor, the votes to the floor, is going to do exactly what people want done. Background checks for individuals who go to gun shows or buy guns online should not be a loophole in the law. If you need to do that through an ordinary commercial transaction, why can you escape that background check online with online purchases or through purchases at a gun show? And if you're deemed dangerous so that you cannot fly on with other passengers on a plane, if you're deemed as no-fly, then how can you then go by? So the no-fly, no-buy legislation tells us if you're too dangerous to get on a plane with other passengers, then you ought to be too dangerous to purchase a gun.
Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from New York's 20th District, is taking part in today's sit-in at the House. Congressman Tonko, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Ian, you and the group at AMC are always into the issues of the day, and I thank you for the community dialogue that you foster.